August 31st, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 74, a contemplation of Asaph. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? I remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, the Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. I have said this before, but if you understand the Psalms literally, they're all about David or his people in the Old Testament era. But those messages are still relevant in year 2014. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their banners for signs. They seem like men who lift up axes among the thick trees, and now they break down its carved work all at once with axes and hammers. If you read those passages and think that this is only events happened thousands of years ago, you're missing the point. Jesus also said people don't understand his parables. We need to understand the parables to understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. Jesus even said, to you has been given the mystery of kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables. Since the Lord has said so, we need to look to solve the mysteries of the kingdom of God in those passages. Verse 3. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. This is also a prophecy for the church in the end time. The enemy will destroy the church and will have perpetual desolations, as it says the enemy will damage the sanctuary. So what does it mean by damaging the sanctuary? We don't have the traditional tabernacle or sanctuary, but we serve God at church. And the church is the tabernacle and sanctuary. So the Bible talks about the desolation of the place in the end time, which is the church. And another thing we need to know is that we do have an enemy that tries to destroy the sanctuary. The enemy now could be Antichrist or anti-church. There is this English publication that lists up all the incidents where Christian faith was persecuted, and in a list from the list from 2013 was just released, and the paper said the number of such reported incidents doubled compared to 2012. We don't experience that kind of persecution here in Japan, like students being told by the teacher not to speak about the Christ at the graduation speech, and when he or she still chose to do it, the student would be persecuted and criticized for it, and even made it to the news. That kind of thing happens in the United States. We don't experience that kind of thing. So this is because of the enemy. They have enemy in the nation. So we know that what happens in the United States always make it to Japan too, which includes entertainment and the trend. So we need to know that there is an enemy which hates our testimonies and teaching of gospel. The U.S. is the trendsetter in those persecuting movements. I also heard about the U.S. government favoring churches with 501c3 tax-exempt status. Even though they may not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, the deception is all because of the enemy. The verse 4. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their banners for signs. This verse is very real to me. Have you seen the video in which Benny Hinn is showing the sign of Satan with his hand, and some false healing testimonies are being presented? This couple is talking about their healing, and they show the hand sign of Satan, and Benny Hinn's brushing off their hands when realizing they are being filmed. So this verse saying that they set up the banners for sign, I thought about the hand sign, and I heard in the video that Benny Hinn was calling out for demons. He was microphoned, so everything was recorded. And there are those who just do not believe in the Word of God, but God is. He was, he is, and he is to come, and he is Alpha and Omega. I knew that the Bible contains all the human history, though it was written thousands of years ago. So when I read that part, I thought about Benny Hinn, and I was again surprised that God knew everything from the beginning. So although it was not a good thing, God knew about Toronto blessings, and God knew what would happen there. God knows what's happening now, and we need to have a discernment. I see many God's words are fulfilled about the end time, like demonic revivals and then nation of beasts rising. Verse 5 and 6. They seem like men who lift up axes among the thick trees, and now they break down its carved work all at once with axes and hammers. This is about good Christians being astray from demonic revival, like the one by Benny Hinn. Verse 7 and 8. They have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. Again, this means the enemy comes to our sanctuary and burns it all up, meaning the enemy of the Christian comes to the middle of our gathering, conferences, and services disguised as the main speaker, and then burn all of God's people down. And then when we edited the videos from Toronto Blessings and then distributed among other Christians, many Pentecostal Christians got angry at us, saying that this was truly God's moving. But they did not know what was happening because they didn't know the Bible. If they knew the Bible, they would know the days like this was prophesied in the Bible. And when we saw the fulfillment of his prophecies, that means that we are at the end time. And we are in the period to see the church going astray. And I believe God is angry at most of Christians and most of his churches now. He is angry at us, and that's why many are deceived by the demonic revival like this. So our mission is to understand what God is really wants. Many Christians might not even acknowledge that we even have an enemy, but when the enemy sneaks in, it comes to the top and influential people. They might look like a holy vessel, but they will be acting like the enemy and bringing people astray. They sell many books on revivals, and many people get excited about the revival, but many Christians don't understand that people who are in the center of those things could be instigated by the demons. They may not understand it, but it says in the Bible, and we have especially watch out for the, we have to watch out for the messianic Jews like Benny Hinn. I truly believe that there is a conspiracy, and they are sent by the enemy to destroy the Christian as a whole. I did not think so before, but when I saw the 4 hours video of Toronto Blessings over a decade ago, I began to question about the whole thing, and I felt like some of the leaders were not even Christians, just pretending to be one, and were at the center of this event. But the spirits those people would bring to the event is not the Holy Spirit. They bring different kind of spirits, and evidently, people who receive such spirits all become like animals, acting like animal. It says "slaying in the spirit" in English, but I think this expression is so appropriate since they're literally killed in the spirit. I also went to see such revivals in 1999. Rodney Howard came to Japan, and he was considered to be the starter of this movement. I went to the event to discern the spirit, and I did not get prayed on because I didn't want to receive the spirit, but I saw many people who received the spirit from him, and I went near to see how people looked after receiving the spirit, and there was a young man who was on the floor rolling and laughing, and I looked at his face, and I thought he looked like a horse. And there was another young lady, pretty lady, who received the spirit, and she was walking like a monkey. I did not feel like it was a work of the Holy Spirit, but rather some other animal spirits. So what the verse 8 is saying, that they have burned up all the meeting places of God in the land, and it is the enemy's strategy to burn up all the churches with demonic revival. when that revival was happening, I was with a Pentecostal church, so I am familiar with the movement, and all people are accepting this without questioning anything. Benny Hinn and Bill Hammonds eventually stopped going to accepting without questioning anything. And I eventually stopped going to Pentecostal church because I realized that it was all wrong. Those people have so much influence that wherever they go, they gather crowd, including here in Japan. And as the verse says, they said in their heart, of course, those people do not say their plan to destroy the church openly, but I hear in the video that Benny Hinn was saying, take the mark of the beast. I was not too sure of my English comprehension skill, so I even brought the copy of the tape to an American missionary and asked him to watch the video, and he did confirm that Benny Hinn said what I thought he said. And I also asked a few other people, and they all said the same thing. Benny Hinn did not say it clearly, but rather casually and softly, that he was saying in his heart, like the verse 8 saying. So I think terrible things are happening to the church, but no one is seeing it. That itself is scary, I think. Verse 9. We do not see our signs, and there is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. It says, there is no longer any prophet, meaning there is no more work of the Holy Spirit operating in the Christians. Without the Holy Spirit, the Revelation chapter 13:17 will come true in the end time, saying that people are not being able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Verse 10, O God, how long will the adversary approach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? The Thessalonians also talks about the church in the end time. So I think the church will succumb to the beast in the end time. The book of Daniel also talks about it, saying the sanctuary will be destroyed. Many Christians will succumb to the enemy in the end because they don't know the word, which cannot happen if we are truly following Jesus. Verse 11 to 14. Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy them. For God is my King from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Leviathan is the sea monster that appears in the end time. In the book of Daniel, he talks about four beasts. The first three are named, but the fourth one is not named in the book of Daniel. They are the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the terrible beast. And all three animals are known to kill people, so they can kill people of God. The fourth one is the strongest beast, and I think it is Leviathan, and also the nation of beast, which is America. So I think this beast, Leviathan, the U.S., will rise up even more to persecute Christians towards the end time. We see the trend of the nation in the past several years to persecute Christians with strong faith. So students are reprimanded for mentioning Christ in their graduation speech. But the whole nation is becoming like Antichrist, and its power will increase, I believe. It is also reported that there are more than 800 internment camps in the U.S. and Canada, and I believe in the days to come, the true Christian will be put in there. But God will break their heads, and as the verse said, you broke the heads of the sea serpents in the water. Remember, there are multiple heads. The beast mentioned in the Revelation has 7 heads and 10 horns. And I think when America rises a nation of Antichrist, the whole world will be affected, but the persecution will last for 3.5 years. But God will certainly destroy the head of the serpents. So when the time of persecution comes, people please do not make a decision which affects your eternity. The time will last only for 3.5 years. Verse 15 to 23. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dry up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this. The enemy has reproached, O Lord, and the foolish people has blasphemed your name. O, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of haunts of cruelty. O, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of who rise up against you increases continually. So in the end time, the enemy will rise up to destroy the Christians. But it is forewarned, and that we need endurance to live through those times. The whole world may be swayed by the Antichrist message, but it will only last for 3.5 years. So make sure that we will pursue the right thing in God.